This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Back on What's on Your Mind, it is 7 past the hour. Some open phone time to tell me what's on your mind today on the program. You can call us at 800-228-0550. You can text us at 701-237-1590. You can also send us an email. Good old snail mail. We could do that, couldn't we, guys?
You bet.
Sure we could. And that's as simple as 800. I'm sorry, that's not the phone number. The email is studio. At whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. As long as you have a pen and you are writing down ways to call us, 258-0550, 258-0550, text us, 237-1590, emailing us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I might as well give you the snail mail address because I get some great mail. I love wise listeners who take the time to write a note. And I very often put them in a little special pile and look at them when we're saying, hey, what should we talk about tomorrow on the program to find out what is of concern to our listeners, what they take time to write a note about. So know that I get your letters and I appreciate it. Don't get a chance to write back. It's my bad. But you can write us your K-Fire at 3500 East Rosser in Bismarck, or in Fargo at 2852 Thunder Road, Fargo, North Dakota, 58104. So 3500 East Rosser in Bismarck, or 2852 Thunder Road in Fargo. Just send it to What's on Your Mind, and we'll have it. Okay? Simple as that. Last thing I'm going to say on Joe Biden, and then I want to just talk about whatever it is you like to talk about. And we're going to talk about, we talked about crime in the first hour. That's something that didn't come up in the press conference yesterday and is of concern to all of us. Law enforcement morale. How do our police officers feel? Do they have the resources they need? Darn important. Okay. The other issue, I think, that's on the minds of our voters, our listeners, you the voters, you the people, is the border. Did not come up in the press conference yesterday with President of the United States, almost unthinkable. Tom Homan will join us on the program. He is a Homeland Strategic Consultant now, but he was for many years the head of ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, for Presidents Reagan, Presidents Clinton, President Bush 41 and 43, President Trump, President Obama, and also, I guess his tenure ended under Trump, but you see him now on Fox News. He's a smart guy, so he'll be coming up on the program too. So send us a letter. We want to hear from you. Tell us what you want to talk about and give us a call at 800-228-0550. Last thing I'll say on the Biden press conference is when the commander in chief has to explain to you what a lavatory is, what a bathroom is used for, I think it is fair to say he's not clicking on all cylinders, all right? And he actually did this yesterday. Now, he had to do it as a bit of a cleanup because he said laboratories, L-A-B like boy, rather than lavatories, L-A-V, okay? So he was talking about protocols in schools and how they They clean things, therefore schools are safe. Now, mind you, the COVID overreactors have been proven so wrong on the early COVID precautionary move of closing schools. They did enormous damage to learning for our children. They did enormous damage to the mental health of our children. And right now, we are seeing a wave of schools going back. I talked to a college student last night here in Moore, Minnesota, at the first service I attended. And this college student said, oh, we're back, you know, on a computer in our dorm rooms. I'm like, what? That's Minnesota. So the context of this question is schools are closing. We're getting back to that. Didn't we learn our lesson on that before? And Biden's answer was nothing to see here. Schools are open. Yes, schools are open, but they are again being closed. So the question was, what are you doing about it? Listen to his answer and his explanation of what a bathroom is for. You can't make this up.
Teachers know it as well. That's why we made sure that we had the ability to provide the funding through the Recovery Act, through the act that we, the first act we passed, to be able to make sure schools were able to be safe. So we have new ventilation systems available for them. We have the way they handle, they scrub down laboratories, and I mean the laboratories kids go to the bathroom.
Okay, that's what it's for.
Buses,
now I got it. Yeah, so a lavatory is the place where kids go to the bathroom.
Yes.
I mean, I had to pull over. I was laughing so hard. I mean, things were coming out of my nose, guys. I mean, it was just like, what in the world have we come to? When the guy, the place kids go when they have to go to the bathroom. Who says that out loud?
I know. That's unbelievable. The whole thing was just, it was unbelievable. It's worth taking seriously.
Am I making too much of this, Todd? I don't know. I just thought.
It's a head shaker, to be sure.
So this is why we watch and listen to these things, so you don't have to. Brady wants to weigh in on what's on your mind. Brady, take it away.
Hey, minor incursions matter.
There you go.
Yeah, they do, and that's another real, real big ball drop. I mean, what I'm sharing with you on the laboratory explanation is a humorous but telling moment about his cognitive ability. The fact that he said out loud, as long as it's a minor incursion, whatever he does is great. Do you guys see the tweet that the president of Ukraine put out responding to that? I mean, this is a foreign policy disaster. The president of the United States just gave a green light for war in Europe, unlike we've seen since World War II. You can't make that up. It's no big, whatever he misspoke. It's a big deal. So good point, Brady.
Hey, quick thing over what's happening again over in the UK. I've been giving you the case number 6029679, Hammersmith, CID Police Department. As of yesterday, yep. Boris Johnson stopped all jabs, all masks, and you do not need a passport to be in England. So, and that was because the Parliament forced him because he was having COVID parties and getting drunk when everybody was dying in the hospital, and they were giving him remdesivir, which kills you. So the scientists and the doctors like myself that have been studying this have finally got through that they have made a bioweapon. They made the bioweapon on the spike protein.
Well, let me stop you there, though, Brady. I don't think Boris Johnson is saying we're not going to allow people to have the vaccine in Europe anymore, from what I understand about this story. This is about mandating it.
Right. It is.
This is about saying you will, you shall, you must. So let's not make this into something it's not. Okay? Let's be careful not to do that. I think it's refreshing that we are at a place where we recognize mandates are doing more harm to the good that these tools can do. That having been said, some people are going to say, no way, no how, not doing it, never. Welcome to America. Welcome to America. That's okay. I think the idea that Europe is waving the white flag on this you shall, you must, you will is refreshing. It is, because they're awakening to what we've had in the way of common sense in North Dakota for a long time. Leah and Benedict, tell me what's on your mind,
yes.
Leah.
Hi there. Yes, I want to suggest a better alternative for seniors and getting the COVID vaccine. And it is preparing in advance by obtaining the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine therapies that you would need to start taking in the first 5 days to head off a lethal infection if you're invulnerable to that. And they can be obtained from the frontline doctors and have an excellent website, FLCCC, for home care regimen. My 85-year-old mom, who had a lung surgery 2 years ago, got hit with COVID a few weeks ago, and she was coughing nonstop. My sister had the medications for her there. She stopped coughing in 1 day, and in 2 weeks, she was well. It could have ended very much more poorly if she did not have the therapies on hand.
Absolutely. You should do what you need to do to protect yourself, especially as those conditions worsen. We've said it all along. Talk to your doctor. Good advice, Leah. Thank you.
Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches you can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long? Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience 4-for-4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza. Two cookies and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Pet safe ice melt is $8.99, balsa blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars two for a buck. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, texture says, what was that website the lady said where you can get ivermectin? It is the Frontline Doctors. The actual website is, well, I see a couple of them here. FLCCC stands for what again? Critical Care Alliance, I believe it is.
Yeah, it's a Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. The website is COVID19CriticalCare.com. COVID19CriticalCare.com.
And it's frontline doctors who we've talked to on this program previously. What they have on that website, again, COVID19criticalcare.com, is a pharmacy directory of where you can get these drugs. By the way, because of the good work of a gentleman by the name of Bill Twite, representative from Hazen, North Dakota, you now have the ability to get these drugs without anybody saying, no, you can't. You can't try these things. So there was specific legislation in the last special session of the North Dakota legislature on this issue. And by the way, while much of the legislation related to mandates deferred to the Supreme Court and federal action, now that the Supreme Court has struck down the Biden mandate rule, you have protections in North Dakota law as well. Sadly, they do not extend to healthcare workers, which is really unfortunate. Okay? All right. Back to the phones, 1-800-228-0550. Whatever is on your mind, lay it on us today. Phil, Fargo, go.
Yeah, I think Zabolski's just doing what he was hired to do, shake up the department, bring new people in. That's going on everywhere. You don't need to be a genius to figure that out. I got friends that retired cops, a couple of them, one out west, one down in the southeast. That's what's going on. You know, it's just the Bolshevik revolution, you know, in slow motion. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, wait, though, Phil. I want to make sure I understand you. When you say he's just, oh, Phil hung up.
Yeah, I'd like to know what he meant by shake up the department. I mean,
as in a good thing? Like he was hired to do, in other words, I don't know, sometimes a new boss comes in, hey, give it a little energy, shake it up, go in there and, you know, reboot this thing a little bit. Is he saying that as a good thing, or he's saying it as a bad thing?
I think it's a bad thing. Coming in to cause disruption, lose officers, do whatever. His take on it, anyway.
Why would somebody hire a police chief in a North Dakota community to come in and make things worse?
I don't think anybody would. I think he's saying that maybe the chief has a different agenda than what he was hired for. You know, kind of what he's. And by happening all over, I mean, you look at a lot of these departments, their leaders are not maybe what they say they are.
Texter says, Joe did that at least 100 times. He would stop and explain each thing he attempted to say. He was having little arguments in his head while he was speaking. Well, there's comfort, right? Texter says, did President Trump talk about toilets and faucets and showerheads? Texter said, I've got to say that Biden is the most boring guy to listen to when it comes to serious discussions. The time he does have a memorable quote is when something stupid or provocative is said. Memorable quote. Yeah, memorable with Biden means something completely different. Another text says, what happened to all the fact-checking? When Trump did a press conference, there was always a fact-checker during or after.
Oh, yeah.
Well, your answer there is corrupt media. I did see Washington Examiner did somewhat. I think part of the thing is I think the fact-checkers all collapsed of exhaustion 15 minutes into the thing. You know, the same percentage of people didn't think Trump was mentally fit either, but you don't report that. Why? I don't ever recall 49% of people saying Donald Trump was not mentally fit. So I think you need to fact check. All right. Back to the phones here on What's on Your Mind. You tell us. Open phone time here. Tom in Bismarck, rather. Go ahead. You're next. 258-0550. Go.
Hey, Tom.
You mentioned the frontline doctors, right? Getting ivermectin?
Correct.
You there? Okay.
Well,
I got ivermectin.
Yep, we didn't
get it. There's a pharmacy in Dickinson and a pharmacy in Bismarck that'll you get a hold of them and they will route you to physician's assistants here in North Dakota. I got the ivermectin, so in case I get or when I get COVID, I have it. So they have two kind of programs. You can, if you want the ivermectin, like I did, to have it on hand. So if I get it, and then also if you happen to have COVID now and you need some ivermectin. And I've already been around three people that have had COVID, not shaking it, and then they take ivermectin, and within a couple of days, the difference is unbelievable.
What are the two pharmacies, Tom, you mentioned?
The pharmacy in Dickinson is Herbsfeld Pharmacy, and they don't, when you call them, they don't just what's your name? Okay, we'll call you back. They talk to you. They take the time. That's who I went through, was Ernstfeld Pharmacy in Dickinson. And then I've heard that Dakota Pharmacy here in Bismarck will also put together the ivermectin.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that. And it can be done.
Oh, either one. Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And again,
and it works.
If Tom in Bismarck says, I want to have ivermectin on, something that, by the way, has been used for many things, and I want to have that available to me should I get COVID, should my symptoms get to the point where I'm concerned about it, that's Tom's decision. And Tom and a doctor and a pharmacist are the only people that need to be involved in that decision, in my mind. Thanks for sharing. Texture says, Scott, I work out on Fort Berthold. Once a month I hear the tribal council meeting live on the air with Chairman Fox presiding. Last week, a lady from marketing from the North Dakota State Fair came to them, offering them a lot of money to advertise for them at this year's fair with the horses and the horse races, I guess. Chairman Fox put it off because he wasn't satisfied with the amount of money that the North Dakota Fair reps offered, and asked them to come back next month with a sweeter deal. I live in Minot. I've worked out here for 4 years. All these council members, most of the reservation, they don't do anything but talk crap about North Dakota. President Trump, and praise Biden. I could care less if they came to the fair at all, and as residents of North Dakota caught wind of this, the majority would agree. I wanted to bring this to your attention and see what you think about it, Scott. Well, I appreciate you bringing it up. Wasn't aware of it. We'll do some digging. A couple of stories we're working on, thanks to our listeners as well. Texter said, does anyone use the word laboratory anymore? Joe Biden does. And when he means to say lavatory, and he says lab-a-tory, then he has to explain to us what a bathroom is. Kev, put that one in the greatest hits. We've got to use that one.
So how many times back in science class did he say it was a lavatory, not a laboratory?
Oh, my goodness. Another texter says, can Jill, that'd be Dr. Jill to you, Dr. Jill Biden to you, can she see his decline? And the stress on a person, in this case the president, would also increase this issue. My wife would grab me by the ear and say, that's enough. I have a similar wife. I would say the same thing. Thank you for the comments today on the program. Texter says, I want to know where you get your proof that the vaccines are helping anybody. Again, I think I'll say the Delta variant would be an example when you look at the amount of people hospitalized or who died that didn't have the vaccine. We could say, okay, that's an example where people were helped by it. And it ought to be your decision. Simple as that. This is What's on Your Mind, the border.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two U.S. Marines were killed and 17 others injured Wednesday when a military truck flipped over a North Carolina highway interchange at Highway 210 and U.S. Highway 17. All the service members were based out of Camp Lejeune and were part of the 2nd Marine Logistics Group. The 19-year-old service member who was driving the truck is now reportedly facing charges in the crash. The police report claims he was traveling too fast when attempting to make a sharp turn. The number of American workers filing unemployment claims jumped much more than expected this week. According to data released Thursday by the Labor Department, workers filed 286,000 initial jobless claims for the week ending on January 15th. The number of claims increased compared to the previous week's revised tally of 231,000 claims. Economists had projected a number roughly 55,000 lower. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Texter says, are Sanford physicians allowed to prescribe ivermectin? Thank you, Cheryl. That question has come up before when we've had officials from Sanford Health on who have said they consider it safe but not effective. So I guess that depends on the physician. I don't know. Another texter says, if you understand the Bolshevik revolution, you understand the shakeup is not a good thing. I get it. I was trying to actually to get that caller to expand a little bit on that. But certainly get what you're talking about when you're talking about a revolution. Texter says, guys, there's some bell dinging on your show. It's gotten to the point where it's irritating. We have fixed the problem. Thank you for that. And in full disclosure, I don't know how to stop notifications on my laptop here. But super producer Chris does, and he now has a little moon in the top right-hand corner. And if the moon is on, you don't hear the dinging anymore.
We learn something every day.
You do. You got to have the moon out. So just moon somebody, and everything will be fine. Wait a minute. I don't know. That could be not a good thing either. Tom Holman is here. Tom is the former director of ICE for a lot of presidents, Reagan through Trump. And when I first saw this man on Fox News as the director of ICE, I heard him say the following. Donald J. Trump was the best president ever when it came to giving him the resources necessary as the head of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And I thought, wow, think about that. Reagan, Bush 41, Clinton, Bush 43, Obama, Trump. So there was someone in government saying something a lot of people in government were not saying. So now my question for my friend Tom Holman is, how's Joe Biden doing? And why do we get through a two-hour press conference without anybody talking about what's happening at the border right now? Are we in, like, Disney World right now, or are we in, America? What the heck is going on, Tom?
Well, I was disappointed. I watched that press conference, too, and I could not believe not one question about the border. Most of those reporters in that room, the media is just an extensive arm of the Democrats. We all know that. And I can tell you what Biden's doing. I've said it before, and I took a lot of hate for it, but it's a fact. Like you said, I worked for 6 presidents. They all had an opinion on immigration enforcement. They all had an opinion on how to secure the border. But, every one of them wanted to secure the border in some way. We got the first president in the history of this nation, and Joe Biden, that came into office and intentionally unsecured the most secure border we ever had. No president has ever done that. And he's side by side the Secretary of Homeland Security who's helped him do that. They unsecured the border. I mean, who the hell does that as a president?
It's a very good question. And if you think this doesn't matter to you in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, where our listeners do, it does. It connects to the other issue that didn't come up yesterday in the press conference for 2 hours from these reporters, and that's crime. And help me understand, and help our listeners understand, how unsecuring the border impacts the increase in crime everywhere in this country, Tom.
Well, it increased a lot of things. First of all, let's talk about the drugs, right? We got over 100,000 fentanyl overdoses. This isn't just me. DEA is on record that 95% of fentanyl comes across the southwest border because the border is wide open. What your listeners need to understand is when you cause a surge like this, what Biden has done, a humanitarian crisis, it pulls 40 to 50% of the Border Patrol off the line. And they're in the facilities processing the family units dealing with this humanitarian crisis. But when half the Border Patrol is down on the line, that's when the cartels move their drugs, the fentanyl. That's when they move gang members. That's when they move people that could be known as suspected terrorists. The reason I say that, because Border Patrol's arrested 16 people on the FBI screening database. That's who they arrested. Known suspected terrorists don't want to be arrested. So they got caught, you know, and we already know there's over a half a million, over a half a million gotaways based on camera traffic, sensor traffic, and drone traffic, gotaways that Border Patrol didn't have the resource to go chase. So if you're someone in this country that's if you're someone who wants to come and do harm in this country, how are you going to come across the border? You're going to come across the southwest border and have the Border Patrol's not there. So if they arrested 16 on terrorist watches, how many didn't they arrest? How many of 500,000 are known suspected terrorists? How many of 500,000 is MS-13 gang member or criminal? Because these people don't want to be caught. So it's not just crime. It's COVID. It's tuberculosis coming across that border to get in our community. It's fentanyl. It's the national security issue with no suspected terrorists. And it's criminals. Border Patrol arrested over 11,000 criminals the first year under Biden. Convicted criminals who they arrested. 49 of them were convicted of murder. Again, criminals don't want to be arrested. How many half a million are criminals? And I met with 40 sheriffs from across the country down in Arizona last month. And they'll all tell you crime is raising in their communities and they're blaming the border. And MS-13 is already in 42 states. It's 50 states. 42 states MS-13 is staging. So an open border, when you open the border to illegal immigration, you open up to criminals, drugs, and disease.
And as you have very eloquently said, when the resources of the United States government, immigration, Border Patrol, Customs Enforcement, are dealing with a humanitarian crisis over here, the cartels know full well to take advantage of this over there. So let's take one issue, fentanyl. I would believe that whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, whether you're a centrist, whether you're you're checked out of politics, you don't even know what you are, you agree that fentanyl coming into the United States of America by these drug cartels, killing our children, is horrific. That's a crisis that transcends politics. Explain to us how these cartels take advantage of this situation to get fentanyl into the United States, into the hands of our kids, Tom.
I've done many investigations on cartels at the southwest border. I've read, thousands of intelligence reports. Here's what the cartels do. And the cartels celebrated this election more than anybody. When Joe Biden was elected president, for everything he said, I put a moratorium on deportations. I'm going to stop ICE detention. I'm going to give you free health care. When he makes those types of promises, the cartels know, okay, we're back in business because President Trump really hurt him when he secured the border. So they knew that based on what his promises during the election, that is going to drive a humanitarian crisis. So what the cartels do, they purposely, these large family groups, they don't cross the border at a certain time and certain place by circumstance. The cartels control the northern border of Mexico. So they'll direct, okay, we'll send 200 family groups in this area at this time. And we know it's going to tie the Border Patrol assets up, so they're all going to respond to 200 family units. When they do that, they're going to move 7-8 miles down the line, and they're going to move the drugs across because they know there's no border regulations there. And let me give you two clear examples. When everybody saw 15,000 Haitians under that bridge, and the secretary went out there and lied to the American people about he's going to deport them all and actually release them, when there's 15,000 Haitians on the bridge, they're in such a hurry to process and release them, there's 224 miles of border, unguarded. They pulled every agent in. 224 miles of border, not a single border patrol agent, for weeks. In Yuma, just last month, they're dealing with their surge. So many aliens were coming across the border in Yuma that they had to pull all the agents off the line to process the overflow because they had no room to put them. And hundreds of illegal aliens were crossing the border, walking into the city of Yuma, and getting on a bus or getting an Uber or whatever, and there was absolutely no control of the border. The cartels drive these groups knowingly at a certain time and place because they know it's going to try the border patrol. And it's happening. I've been down the southwest border 5 times this year. I actually was there when the border patrol called a group about 150. And I asked the border patrol agent that was kind of command the situation. I said, let me ask you a question. I see all these border patrol agents coming in and dealing with us now. How many border patrol agents are 5 miles to the east of us? He said, zero. Everybody's here. And the cartels know exactly what they're doing. That's why the fentanyl is at an all-time high, because the border is half protected. I wasn't making that number up. 40 to 50% of border patrol agents are no longer on the line. They're in processing centers. And they detail hundreds of border patrol agents from the northern border down there. Do you think they put them on the line? No. They put them in centers also because this administration is all about processing quickly and releasing quickly because it's about optics. If there's no overcrowding, and guess what? There's no crisis. They're busy dealing with the optics of the crisis rather than dealing with the crisis itself.
And the leader of the free world, President of the United States, for 2 hours yesterday, peppered by, I don't know, 30 different reporters, was not once asked about what is happening at the border. It is treasonous, treasonous for him not to be doing anything about this. And not only doing anything about it, creating it. As you said, unsecuring the border. Let me ask you about the northern border. That, too, was under your jurisdiction as head of ICE, obviously, Immigration Customs Enforcement. Your colleague, Mark Morgan, former Customs and Border Patrol head under Trump, has said a lot of these drugs, a lot of this illegal activity come across the northern border. So northern border customs agents have been pulled to the southern border because of the rope-a-dope that is going on from the cartel. What's not happening at the northern border? Tom.
Well, look, I can give you a clear example. I have a very good friend. It's a border patrol agent in Detroit. They were told to send half the agents to the southern border. The other half were processing illegal aliens from the southern border virtually on Zoom. So bottom line is every agent in Detroit was either on the southwest border or in the office processing virtually. What's that mean? Zero lake patrol, zero road patrol in Detroit. And people know, again, getting back to notice affected terrorists, they know that the visa requirements in Canada are a lot simpler than here. So the requirements for entering Canada doesn't require visas from a lot of countries. So you get to Canada and cross northern border is wide open, right, because everybody's on the southern border or they're in offices. So that is a huge vulnerability. So especially for exotic nationalities, Chinese, Asians, Middle Easterners, they can get into Canada and cross the border. So this president has created not only a vulnerable southern border, a vulnerable northern border. And I can tell you, I'm only testifying February 1st. We're suing the administration. We're 3-0. I'll be testifying February 1st on my next lawsuit. And we're going to be 4-0. We're going to keep suing this president.
Glad you're on that line, Tom. Keep fighting. God bless you. Thanks for talking about something that should be talked about and was not by the corrupt media as well. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Reb.
Tom Holman, one of the best. I'll take you.
More. DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to ensure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By Schwann Buick GMC.com. The indoor used car sale is so successful. One, they've extended it through this week. Two, they've had to also extend it to outside because there's only so much inside in the first place. So many trades taken in during the big sale Saturday. So if you're there in the past week, you didn't see what you were looking for, take another look. Or you can go into SchwannBuickGMC.com, or better yet, go on Memorial Highway, a.k.a. the Strip in Mandan. Over 90 pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and all price ranges, all marked down, and many come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. More at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's in Your Mind, final segment, last chance to weigh in. Text us, 237-1590, better yet. You'll make Todd's day today. Todd Mitchell will be thrilled if you say,
I'm not going to text the show. I'm going to call the show. I'm going to tell them what's on.
Make all of our day, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would make my day too. But I know, Todd, you are growing a little irritated with the trend in talk radio of more people texting.
Well, I mean, it just because the next thing you know, Scott and I can just sit and make up, you know, texts. And you won't know the difference, but if you hear somebody else's voice, you know it's real.
Speaking of which, many of you are texting us saying, I did not hear what pharmacy that caller mentioned in Dickinson and in Bismarck where I could get ivermectin. The pharmacy in Dickinson, I believe I heard him say, was Ursfeld. That would be I, like ice. R, like Robert. S, like Scott. F, like Frank. E, like Edward. L, like Larry. D, like dog. Ursfeld Pharmacy.
Tell them you want the Scott Hennen deal.
They should give him a deal for the free plug they're getting there on What's on Your Mind. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'd even tell you their telephone number in Dickinson because I found it with one easy search. 483-4858. All right? And in Bismarck, it was the Dakota Pharmacy. I think you can remember that, can't you? The Dakota Pharmacy? Can you?
Got it. I hope. Should be an easy name to remember, right?
Dakota Pharmacy. Right there in Bismarck, North Dakota, 705 East Main Avenue. You ask, you shall receive. Right here on What's on Your Mind. Texter says, we know what's happening at the border. It's treasonous. Do-nothing politicians won't fix it. They should be in jail.
Thank you.
Texter says, I have a question. Why are we letting criminals run our country? Where are there people like Tom Homan? Let's get behind him to stop criminals from letting them destroy the country. Another texter says, wouldn't it be called elder abuse if anyone else put someone out front so that everyone else could laugh at them? Shame on the Democrats for thinking it's okay to put Biden out front and be laughed at.
Amen. Spot on.
Not only by those of us in the United States, but the world. We are taught to treat our elderly better.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of wisdom in this audience. Another texter says, did you hear the caller boast about getting AstraZeneca? They're talking about Biden. Did you hear about Biden boasting about getting AstraZeneca, everything they need to produce a vaccine? I was unaware that has ever even been approved for use in the United States. Another texter says, love the Alice in Chains bumper music.
Thank you.
I guess the hat tip goes to Kevin in like Flynn. Here is our fine master of the bumper music.
AIC fan. Very good.
There you go. A little shout out there.
Try and mix it up a little bit.
There you go. Another texter says, the Theodore Roosevelt statue was removed in New York and will soon be on its way to North Dakota. What is the current construction status on the Presidential Museum? Two very interesting questions that I promise. I
haven't heard much as about. Host of
What's on Your Mind to get you an answer from. Let's invite in my friend Ed O'Keefe, Grand Forks, North Dakota native, who is heading up the effort of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Museum. A good news story that doesn't get enough attention here in the great state of North Dakota. What's on Your Mind, brought to you by two fine folks I want you to know about. One is the new Village Co-op coming to Fargo. Village Co-op is for active adults, 62 years of age and older, beautiful homes with spacious kitchens, private balconies, all kinds of amenities. You don't have to shovel. It's maintenance-free living on one level. You'll never have to replace another roof, a window, an appliance. It's part of the benefits of home ownership at the Village Co-op. Own a home without the headaches. They have monthly seminars to tell you more. Call Kerry today at Village Cooperative Fargo. Ready for the number? 997-2900. Online at villagecooperative.com. We're also brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, low-priced fuel. What's not to love? What's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? How about chicken pot pie on 12th Avenue? How about lasagna on West Main Avenue, West Fargo? Kevin?
Having some chili.
We're going to reward you with some chili with beans today.
Bingo. I already got it.
Don't you think, Todd, we owe Kevin some chili with beans?
Absolutely.
Exactly. All right, friends. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Pfeiffer's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Pfeiffer's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Pfeiffer's.com for all upcoming auctions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.